This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
So Melbourne City Mission Sleep at the G, all about raising awareness for youth homelessness.
Yes.
And it was a fantastic event this year. So good it's on again this year.
That's right. And in the studio tonight, we have Rick Holland, who...
The CEO of Melbourne City Mission.
Who spoke to us last year, and he's going to give us a wrap about last year. And he's also going to talk about this year.
Indeed. Rick Holland, welcome back to the Sports Bag on Joy.
Yes, good to be with you. Lots of fun.
Great. And you had a very successful sleep at the G last year. Raised a lot of dollars.
Yeah, there are two things really. As far as the people who are there are concerned, yeah, it's raised a lot of dough, but it's also at the same time to have a bit of fun and raise awareness of a very serious issue in this city. This is the world's most livable city. Wonderful,
but apparently,
but actually, it's not that livable for about 6,000 to 7,000 young people who are homeless. In this city, and what the Sleep at the G does is to give opportunity to people to try and stop that from continuing and to have a bit of fun at the same time.
Yes, definitely. And it was a success last year, so much that you're having it again this year. How much did you raise last year?
Yeah, we raised about $500,000 last year.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Pretty good in one night.
Yes. Mm. And what was that compared to the year before?
$300,000 the year before.
Oh, wow.
So it's from $300,000 to $500,000. What's the aim for this year's event?
Yeah, well, we're being a bit cautious. We're going to try and get $600,000 this year, but if we get past $500,000, we'll be well pleased.
Yes, because it's hard to increase one's profit unless you're a bank.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I've got to say, at the moment, there's lots of other stuff around, like the crisis in Nepal and all that stuff. And, you know,
they need our money too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
Mm.
And there's a limit to what people can give, but we're hoping that the young people and anybody of Melbourne actually will respond to this, what we think to be a fantastic cause, and at the same time have a bit of fun.
Now before we get to this year's event, last year's event, I know I did promise Rick that this time last year that the Sports Bag team would be sleeping at the G this year.
Indeed, I got the cardboard boxes on the floor waiting for you.
Well, the VIP ones are instead of on the concourse in the actual change rooms.
That's
it, provides
right.
A bit of warmth.
That's right.
Unfortunately, it's on a Thursday night, and someone has to get up very early on a Friday morning to do breakfast radio
on another station,
Box Hill, which is about half an hour's drive away.
That's you.
Exactly.
And so you can't do it, but you've said you'll go down there with Harry and do some interviews.
Our other co-host, Harry Lloyd, and I will be down there on the night.
Good.
Pre-recording the Sports Bag on Joy.
Yes.
For the following week, it'll be a very special sport.
It will.
/ youth homelessness show.
And I can't go.
No.
For the reason that the night of Sleep at the G is my birthday. No, it's my birthday, so I'm not spending it at the G. I'm spending it with a few other people.
Mal, I understand and respect that, but you can support me. I'll take your cheque tonight.
I can support you, but I don't have a cheque book, but I'll have to do it online.
You can indeed.
You can do it online. What's the email? The website address?
It's just Sleep at the G.
sleepatthegmail.com.au.
That's right, yeah.
All the listeners out there who want to donate, can they donate to a person specifically or just to the cause?
Yeah, well, you can do both.
Yes.
Like the likes of myself, I've got a team, so people can donate to me and my team, and that will go directly to the cause.
Yes, and you've got a team, so what's that mean? Are people competing against each other to raise more money or something?
We've got about 50-odd teams of people, and this might be a big company like the Bank of Melbourne, or it might be individuals who've got a few friends together.
And the Melbourne City Mission is one of those teams.
Well, Melbourne City Mission is sort of, you know, I'm the CEO of Melbourne City Mission, so I've got a CEO's team.
Oh, okay.
See, what's one?
Well, the other CEOs from other organisations.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So who have you got on board?
So we've got, as I said, the CEO of the Bank of Melbourne.
Yes.
And then we've got
Steve Tanner.
Scott Tanner.
Scott Tanner. Yeah. Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah. And then we've got a whole lot of other companies that are joining in at different levels of their exec. We've got about, I think, probably about maybe getting on for 50 or 60 executives from the top end of town.
You had more than 1,000 people at the G last night sleeping on
last
old mattresses.
Yeah.
How many are you expecting to register for this year?
Well, we're hoping to break that if we can. But, you know, as I say, it depends on who signs up. I think we've got about 500 at the moment, so I need to double our present registration, something
in
like that.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah. And this is the busy time. This is when people do sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like, if I may, just to make a particular appeal to the listeners of Joy.
Yes, yes, please. Yes.
Because we've got about 6,000 to 7,000 young people who are homeless in the city, on living on the streets or couch surfing, have got nowhere tonight to call their home. The biggest single reason for young people being homeless is what we broadly call family breakdown.
Yes.
And one of the biggest single categories in that area, and it's just staggering to me, are young people are having to leave their parents' home because of their sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say something like, I'm just a rough approximation, 20 to 25% of people who are homeless are effectively leaving their parents' home or being kicked out from their parents' home or whatever home they had because of their sexual orientation. Mm. And I would have thought that the listeners of Joy would be sympathetic and understanding of that.
Oh, definitely, Rick.
And why not have Sleep at the G in Melbourne? It's the best place to have it. It's voted as the world's most livable city.
Yeah.
Quite frequently. So what better ground to have Sleep at the G than the MCG?
And the G. Fabulous.
I mean, it could be the SCG, but it wouldn't be the same.
Do they have one in Sydney? A similar thing?
No, they don't.
No, so we're it. We're leading.
And the contribution that the MCG makes is fabulous because it gives us their ground and access to all the facilities in the ground.
For free?
For free.
What about the food?
Well, that's it. We'll get to that. We will get to that because joining us very soon is one of the key ambassadors to this year's Sleep at the G. Melbourne Football Club full forward Chris Dawes is one of the ambassadors. Jack Watts as well, the other ambassador.
Yep.
Now, the two of them, I will ask Dawsey when he joins us shortly, are you expecting the two of them to sleep at the G as well?
Well, they're invited to.
They're invited to.
My expectation is, why not?
They'll
certainly be there on the night, and they're going to be I think we've got a competition, a handballing competition, which they will be
Harry
leading.
And I might have to join in and see how we go.
Harry will do better than you.
Do you reckon?
No. I think you do better. And, look, they'll be wearing these beanies and these scarves that Rick's brought in, Melbourne City Mission Sleep at the G beanies and scarves.
Yeah, I've just got here in front of me some of the stats. 2013, 2 years ago, 680 attendees raised $317,000. Mm. Last year, 2014, 1,200 attendees, that's more than double of 2013, raised $504,000. And this year, the aim is for 1,400 participants raising, hoping to raise $600,000. That's look, if we can do that, obviously the stats are improving each year. It's a positive event, and no reason why we can't keep having the event year in, year out.
And what you're talking about at the end of the day is a fantastic contribution to the lives, and I'm meaning the lives, not just one night, to the lives of thousands of homeless young people.
John Von Goes, broadcaster on another community station, and he's, I know he's a celebrant. He's been named as the MC for the event. Why wasn't I asked?
Okay, well, of course you were on the list, but didn't quite make it.
Maybe next year. Well, make yourself present.
Didn't I pay you enough?
Now, when you say you raised last year $500,000, is that the profit you raised after expenses?
Yes, it is. We're talking net figure there.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. Good. Because, of course, it does cost money to put these things on. Apart from the G's donating the venue, you've still got to buy other things to put the event on.
Oh, indeed.
We're buy those cardboard boxes. or do you go around rubbish rids and find those?
You might be a Joy listener out there. Rick Holland, the CEO of Melbourne City Mission, in the studio with us. Well, we're talking about Sleep at the G.
We were.
Raising awareness of youth homelessness. And obviously fantastic that the event was such a success, 2013, 2014. But it's 2015 now, Mel.
Yes, it is.
And we're hoping to raise double. of well, maybe not double.
Not but, double, more.
More than what we had last,
more,
last
yeah.
year.
More, yeah. And Rick was about to tell us before the ads what the money raised is going for. So, Rick, I remember last year you were saying that you were aiming to build some accommodation on the top of the Melbourne City Mission. Now, has that process been started, like the planning and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long process. And with what we've raised last year, we've actually started the process. So we've got a planning process in place. We've got consultation taking place with experts in this field.
Yep.
And we will know in the course of the next few months what the next stage is going to be. This is to build a refuge for homeless young people in the city, one of which does not exist.
I'm amazed by that.
Hey, Mel.
Yes.
One of the ambassadors of this year's Sleep at the Tree is, of course, Jack Watts at the Melbourne Footy Club.
Yes.
The other priority, number one ambassador for this year's Sleep at the G.
He is.
One of my favourites. He's our star. He's our idol at the Melbourne Footy Club. At full forward. Hopefully he's back for the Swans game on Saturday night. And I don't know whether he'll be sleeping at the G, but he can answer that very shortly. It's Chris Dawes. G'day, Dawesy.
G'day, guys. Thanks very much for having me on here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Why have you decided to become an ambassador for Sleep at the G?
Yeah, well, it's something... my first year at Melbourne, so this is the third year I've been doing it. I just got the opportunity because the Melbourne Footy Club wanted to partner with such an awesome cause that is trying to end youth homelessness. And I got the opportunity and jumped at it. And, you know, the motivation for my doing that is pretty simple, really. I think it's a worthy cause and one that I can sort of reflect on my own upbringing and see just how fortunate I was to have grown up in a stable, loving home and not had to want for anything. So to me, I feel almost a sense of responsibility to do, you know, only in such a small part, but to lend my name to a cause that's seeking to provide that for all young Australians.
And I think a lot of us, Dawesy, are very good at, you know, taking things for granted. And when we walk around the city and, you know, see these young guys that have been, you know, either kicked out of home or have moved out because of abusive parents, you know, one reason after another, it makes us appreciate your home a lot more.
I think that's right. And as you say, it's so easy to take things for granted, particularly living in Australia. We are so lucky, but that said, there's still an alarmingly large number of young Victorians who don't have that safety and that comfort, and often through no fault of their own. So that's why the work of Melbourne Inner City Mission and Front Yard Services at King Street there, they play such a vital role and do so many good things in trying to support people who are going through those tough times and facing homelessness.
Now, Chris, did you sleep at the G last year and are you going to sleep there this year?
Well, last year I'd been planning to but had a sore back going into that.
Oh, that it's a cardboard bed.
Excuses.
Too uncomfortable. What about this year?
It sounds awfully precious of me. This year, I've been sort of under an injury cloud. I'm hoping to be back playing this week, in which case I may be able to be there. But I'm aware that I've got a uni assignment due the following day. So I don't know what the Wi-Fi is like there at the MCG.
Pretty good. The homeless people have injuries too, you know. So if you had, you could feel like them if you were sleeping at the G with an injury. What's your current injury?
I missed this week with a calf injury.
A calf. Oh, you can sleep on the ground with a sore calf.
Yeah, exactly.
Sleep on the other leg.
Football is harden up.
That's right. Harden up, princess.
Chris, this is Rick here from Melbourne City Mission. Whether you're sleeping or not, I know that you're going to be there in the evening. And I just want, on behalf of the organisation, to thank you for your long-term commitment to this cause, because you've been around for about 3 years on this now, and I really, really appreciate it very much indeed, and thank you for that, because your support really does help significantly at the end of the day, the homeless kids that we're working with, so we appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks, Rick, and thank you very much for the opportunity to be involved in this. I know... the last couple of years, one of the things that makes it so easy to be involved with is the passion and energy that you and your staff have shown for this cause. And, you know, for that reason, I'll definitely be there on the night and As long as the fitness staff give it the tick of approval. I know that sounds awfully precious of me.
I understand, Chris, there's a handball competition. Is that right?
It could well be.
Who's the better handballer, Chris, yourself or Jack Watts?
Oh, Jack's better at just about everything.
Is he? Oh, okay.
He's no good at being full forward, though, is he?
Well, he's too skillful for that. He plays up around the ball. I'm just a big body that...
Big body, mark the ball and kick a goal.
Pretty much just get out of Jesse Hogan's way.
Well, that's what you're there for. You need that. Melbourne needs to score goals. They're doing all right, though, this year. I'm pleased with their efforts under Paul Roos.
Yeah, look, I think we've improved, that's obvious, but we still have a long way to go. We're 2 wins, 3 losses at this stage, so we really need to win this week.
Yeah, yeah.
To right the ship.
You've got Sydney, haven't you?
Chris, participants that are sleeping at the G this year, obviously they get to sleep on a cardboard mattress on the concourse of the Melbourne Cricket Club members. Dinner on the night, soup and bread rolls for dinner. Can you imagine just sitting down and having a soup and bread roll for dinner?
Yum.
Well, it's not strictly paleo, so I might have to have a night. No, I think that's the thing, and that's why it's such a good event, and people are more than happy to slum it for one night. And, you know, if anything, it just drives home how lucky most of us do have it.
Well, that's exactly right.
Why we shouldn't take things for granted.
Chris, we're trying to persuade Roosie to come, not necessarily to sleep. Ooh, so if you can put in a word for us, that'd be great, just to be there on the evening.
I'll do my best. Great. I can't imagine he'd spend the night. He's got a mansion.
I'm not expecting that, but it would be really good if he could show even for half an hour. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. I'll definitely let him know.
Great. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
No, fantastic. No, Chris, no, we appreciate you joining us and, appreciate your support of Sleep at the G. Just last thing, because I have to admit, I am a D's fan. It's been great to get 2 early wins on the board. Yourself and Jesse Hogan, forming a dominating team. Must be great to have Jesse on the field out there with you.
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. The more quality players you're surrounded with, the better it is and the better your footy team's going to go. And Jesse, I think what's so impressive about him is for a 19, 20-year-old is that he's been able to come in and play really good, consistent footy without dominating a game. He's shown the signs that he's going to be able to. So that's exciting to be alongside.
Yeah, no doubt, and look forward to a big game on Saturday against the Sydney Swans at the MCG, and hopefully see you back out on the park. Chris, appreciate you joining us on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9 this evening, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in a couple of weeks down at the G for Sleep at the G.
Thanks very much for having me on, fellas.
Thanks, good Chris.
Thanks, Dorsey.
Thanks, cheers, Chris.
Bye. You had to talk about football, didn't you?
Well, of course. You know.
It's your team.
It is.
That's
you
right.
You talk about your team.
Oh, that's right. We did have Brendan Goddard before.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Fiona talks about her team.
She does.
Yeah, well, I reckon if the Doggers can do it, so can the Dogs.
Yeah,
Rick's Doggies beat the Swans in Sydney.
That's right.
Rick, in the wet weather.
That's right. Rick is a Dogs fan, and so they're doing pretty well. I'm happy the Dogs are doing well.
Yeah.
It's their turn to win a premiership.
Are you a big footy fan? Do you follow the AFL much?
I do.
Yeah.
I have been doing it since I arrived.
Do you feel like sticking around for the AFL Premiership quarter coming up soon?
With Fiona.
Fiona Newton.
Why not?
She's arrived.
Why not?
So it's going to be another big event, Sleep at the G, this year. I'm just having a look at some of the stats that I've got in front of me. Obviously, we all know it's about youth homelessness, but the entertainment on the night for participants.
Good, what have we got?
Obviously, John Von Goes is the MC. Hopefully, it's myself next year. We'll talk about that off the airwaves over the next 12 months. But what's the entertainment?
Yeah,
We've got British India.
Who are they?
They're the top of the bill.
Get up to date with latest music.
You're too old,
will you?
Are they on the music charts? Are they?
They're top of the bill. They're pretty good A level.
Oh, we'll have to ask Leo and Jono about them.
who do the next show?
The next show, the Sound News, about music.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of other people that we're just waiting to hear from. So we're going to have there'll be 2 or 3 hours of top flight entertainment.
Wow. Mm. Oh, we'll hear it on your pre-record,
We will indeed. And, of course, there's still time for members of the public to register for Sleep
Very much so, yeah.
Got to be age 18 or over. Can't be under 18. Can you be accompanied by a guardian if you're under 18?
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment.
We're working on it.
No, yeah. Because, right. You know, there's issues of responsibility and things like that. And
now, is there a cost for sleeping at the G?
It's $50 for the night.
It's $50 for the night.
But we do expect in addition.
It says $60 on your
form. It does say $60. Maybe the extra $10.
That was last year's charge, Rick.
It's gone up. Okay.
It's gone up. You should know that.
Okay.
That's like asking the treasurer, what's the interest rate?
That's it. And, of course, there's a website as well, sleepatthegee.com.au.
That's what I really want your listeners to do.
Yes.
Go to that website and sign
up. What is it again?
Sleepatthegee.com.au.
Joy
94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.